Good day, dear friends. It is good to be here with you on this day, the day that the Lord has made. I am no longer going to be sitting on my porch swing as the winter season is upon us and the temperatures are getting much, much colder here in the valley where I live. In fact, my car registered 19 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 7 Celsius, just 2 days ago on my way to school. So out come the sweaters and the coats and the mittens and the hats. I love the season, but it is an adjustment for my body. I begin to wear more layers so that my temperature can stay warm. So with the season change, you know, life is full of changes, and it is something that we can either welcome or we can be upset by. And, you know, life is full of transitions. So I choose to be thankful for those times, for those changes in my life. I just this year turned 60, and with that, there are changes physically in my body, emotionally in my body, and hopefully a gain in spirituality as I try to be more of a giving and loving person. It doesn't always happen that way, but I certainly want to try. I found a scripture that I thought would be fitting for this coming week, which in the U.S., we will be celebrating the traditional Thanksgiving holiday. That is the last Thursday in November. So I found in Revelations chapter 7, verse 12, it says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And I just wanted to stop and meditate on those words for a few moments. Whatever I do, in word and in action, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. So let's do that right now. Father God, thank you so much for everything, Father, for all things that have happened in my life, Father, for the things that I might have perceived to be not so good, but Lord, you turn everything for good. So no matter what transitions we might be going through in our lives, help us to always be thankful, Father, to have gratitude for the things that you have given us, Father. You choose what goes on in our lives. And I thank you, Father, for knowing me even more than I know myself, Father, and knowing what is good for me. And I thank you, Father, for the friends that listen in each time. I pray that you would continue to bless them, Father, as they move through the transitions in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for all good things, for they come from you. And we love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.